Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas, Hazinu. We're going to Mirtashem share a favorite theme of the Dubin HaMagid. He speaks about in his farm very, very often. And we're going to Mirtashem learn a little bit of that theme. We've spoken about it before. What's the gear to Ha'itigah HaFtayah? So, Pasuk says in the HaFtayah, Yatzileini mi oyvei oz. Kadosh Baruch Hu saves me from the mighty enemy. Mi Sinai, from my internal enemies, external enemies. Ki amtsu mimeni, because they are stronger than me. So two questions. First of all, back to Dubin HaMagid, why is it written in future tense? Yatzileini, he will save me. This Shira of David is speaking mostly about the past, like the Haftarah begins. It's thanking Hashem for all the chesed which was done to him. So, he doesn't want to say past, he's just to say present. It's ongoing. Matzileini. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Matzileinu mi'adam. So, Matzileini mi'oyvi oz. Why does it say, Yatzileini, he will save you? That's one question. Second question, for the Dovner, is, how could you even say, Yatzileini mi'oyvi oz? Say, Hashem saves you from the mighty enemy. What, like there's a competition, who's mightier? Chas v'shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or David's enemy, and Hashem wins? Oyvi oz, how is it possible to speak about Hashem and say Hashem wins over a mightier enemy? There was someone who was even up there for a discussion to be a competition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Dubin HaMagid, again, he says one of his favorite themes, and that is, the very well-known Medrash in Parshas Lech Lecha, Rabban speaks about it, and the yeshivas, they love talking about it, which is known as Maise Avos Siman Labanim. And the Medrash actually doesn't just say Maise Avos Siman Labanim. The Medrash also says Maise Avos Yerusha Labanim. Those two statements, we're going to explain it. The Rebbe Magid asks the following, and again he says this very often, how could it be that our Avos HaKadoshim had to suffer so much? That their deeds warrant so much suffering in their lives? What was that all about? So he says, this Chazal is coming to tell us that they didn't suffer for themselves. They went through it for their children's sake. And he explains it, of course, with a great mashal. There's a bunch of mashal that he has, but we're going to share one of them today. The one he says, which you'd like to share today, is it was a doctor who was called in to help a very rich man whose son had some type of mild illness. But the father, when the son got sick, you know, he had nothing better than the best for his son. He could afford it, so he got a top doctor to heal his sickly son. So the doctor came, and he was dealing with this rich man's son, and a long time passed, and he was still helping him and dealing with him and helping with his fever and his sickness. And the father one day turns to the doctor and says, listen, you know, I know I called you, and you're a top guy, and you're a professional, you have a great name, you charge top dollar, but why is it taking so long to heal my son? My son had a normal, regular sickness. I just called you because, you know, I just go for the best, but it doesn't mean you have to, like, spend so much time healing him. What's taking so long? The doctor said to him, you're right. Really, I dealt with that sickness of his immediately a long time ago. However, when I was examining your son, I discovered that deep within his body, there is a sickness which will only surface when he's an older man. I was able to discern that there's some type of deep, deep sickness inside him, which will not come out in his youth, will not come out in his middle age, will only come out when he's old, and it will be deathly and terrible. And the chances of dealing with them are slim for two reasons. First of all, said the doctor to this father who was listening, your son's going to be an old man then. It will be much harder for his body to deal with that disease. Secondly, who knows of all the money which he has at his disposal today, being your son, who knows what will happen with the money by the time that comes around, if he'll have be able to afford to pay such expensive treatment which he's going to need then. And therefore, I gave him drugs. We're not talking about suing, okay? This is the Dubin HaMagid, nobody did it back then. I gave him a medicine which induced the sickness to come out now. So the sickness which you see your son still having is that sickness which he would have when he's old. I made it come out now. I induced it today. And it's not a big deal, because he's young, and his body can deal with it, and as expensive as the treatments are, he has all of your money at his disposal. So today, he's able to deal with the sickness. And when he gets old, it won't be a problem. Says the Dubin HaMagid. Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the time of the Avos, in the youth of Klal Yisrael, when we were young and perfect, Kadosh Baruch Hu looked into the future generations and saw that there's going to come a time when we're going to have very, very serious illnesses, and we're going to be old and weak and not as strong and youthful and as connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the others were. It's going to be in a long time, and it's going to be a Shvach Adar. We're going to be people who don't have the same koiches and the same ruchnis and the same dedication and mysterious nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like the others had. Secondly, we're not going to be able to afford the treatments. We're not going to have the schusim and the maisim like the avos had. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu induced the avos and brought out that sickness and those issues and gave it to them, even though they didn't necessarily deserve those issues and those problems. They didn't necessarily need to have those problems back then, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it out inside them. The mashal, the hunger in the time of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu being thrown into the Kivshan Eish. Everything Yaakov went through, Yitzhak Avinu with the Plishtim. Everything was not really because of Darmaisim. Hashem was inducing these future problems, which would come out by Klal Yisrael in their day, in order that they should daven, and they should be Maisa Nefesh and deal with it. And now that this Yeshua is created, it will last forever. Like the Dubin HaMagid brings, Usha'afta Mayim Esasi Mayim Yeshua, they created this spring, and Hashem created this spring for them, it lasts forever. Ezras Avu Yiseinu Atahu Me'olam, you help our forefathers, and through this, Mageinu Mashiach Levnei Macharei Mechol Dar V'Dar, every generation. So these are the two things. Ma'isa Avu Semel Abanim is actually the trials and tribulations which the Avos went through. Is a simon. We're going to have those same issues. We're going to have Akedat Yitzchak. We're going to have the issues with Yishmael and everything that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov went through. Challenges with Esav, everything. Then Ma'is Avos Yerusha Labanim is the Yeshua which they created, which they davened for, which they were zoichet to, continues on for every single generation. But this, he explains so many things. We'll just give a little touch on it today. With this, he explains, the Medrash says, when Yaakov davened Hatzileinu miyad achi miyad Esav, so the Medrash Rabbah says that Yaakov lifted up his eyes and he saw Esav coming from the distance. This is the lashon of the Medrash. Mirachak he saw Esav. And he chose to daven, says the Medrash. Like, why not? What else would he do? Medrash says he chose to daven as if he had a choice. And then it says, he says, Hatzileinu miyad achi miyad Esav, says the Medrash. Yaakov said that when Esav's descendants come to attack my descendants, Hashem, please save them. So the pshat is, what does he mean when he says he saw him in the distance? He didn't see him coming now. That wasn't a big deal. Yaakov was actually very strong. We know, with one little finger, he moved out this heavy rock, which all the other shepherds couldn't move. We know the Yaakovino had a tremendous army of shepherds and workers, he brings it over to Magen. So really, it wasn't really a big deal for him to deal with Esav. Yes, he was not scared of actual Esav. So the Dubin HaMagid, he was scared of Esav of the future, when his children won't be prepared rich enough to deal with him, when they're going to be too weak, lacking schusim, to deal with Esav of the future. He was not scared of Esav of that day, says the Dubin HaMagid. It was Meirachik, it was the Esav of the distance, of the future, that he was concerned about. So instead of just fighting him, which he could have done, he chose to daven. The message means to say, he had a choice. He didn't have to daven. He could have just fought him. He went and he chose to daven, because he knew by davening, he's helping the future generations. And that's what the message brings. Hatzileinu miyad achi, miyad Esav, is he's davening for the future. Gunaman is very mach. He says, this is the inyan of schus avos. When we want to be ma'ayur schus avos, is because the avos actually already prepared this Yeshua for us. Yeshua. They've prepared this Yeshua, this salvation for us. Well, you can just ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to please switch on that prepared Yeshua, which is already done for our Zayda, for the avos. If so, we understand now the lashon of the Haftarah. Yatzileni, he will save me. Me oyevi oz, from my enemies which are mighty and strong. We ask, what enemy is mighty compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Nobody's mighty compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it means is, there's going to be future generations which don't deserve to be saved from this enemy, that the enemy maybe is too strong for them. They don't have a way to fight him. But David says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already prepared through the Avos, the Yeshua for them. Maybe the enemies which seem to be too strong for me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already prepared in the future, from the past to the future, a Yeshua. Yikadmeini biyoyim eidi, continues the Navi. Vayhi Hashem mishan li. So, the Mefarshim on the Navi explain, Yikadmeini biyoyim eidi. He will come towards me, he will be by me first on the day of my breaking, referring to the enemy is coming right away to attack me. Vayhi Hashem mishan li, and Hashem saves me. But the Dubin Amangin says, no, this double rush is actually going, David himself is going on a double Yeshua. He says, Hashem helps me today, says David, from my tzaras. Why? Vayhi Hashem mishali, because Hashem is building also a Yeshua for my generations in the future, for Bnei David, for Malchus Bnei David in the future. And that's why at the end of the Haftarah, and there's other psukim similar, but at the end of the Haftarah it says, very famous pasuk, Magdil Yeshua Yismalkoi, Vayis Hachetzel, the Mashiach, the David, because Baruch Hu has created Yeshuais and Chesed for his anointed for David. Why? Ulezaroi ad oilam. In order, David's going through so much of his tzaras to help the future Malchus Beis David that's going to need to be saved in their way, in their sense. Meaning, these Yeshuais are already there. Our obvious davening for us, Rashi tells us in the Chumash so many times, Avram, as he was traveling, was davening for this tzar, for that tzar was going to come up. They already began. They did so much of the tefillah for us. We just have to connect to them. Just be ma'oyer in the schools, b'zeir echas the avos, and b'meila. Umevi go yel divnei vinei yem leman shenoi bi'ahava. Okay, so everybody have a good Shabbos and a good kibbutz yar.